thing on the list is in Cosa Nostra.
Let's take a look, please, in the design. You need to give them all the dollars, and they're not going to live on this mission. So, person of Shema, so we'll see, well, the Ran is about to explain, so we'll see translations. If you take a look where it says Mastrisen, it's six lines from the bottom here, and you give them all the So Mastrisen, in person of Shema, Pirish Rashi Zal, excuse me, you go and show how you can. Came to show in the morning, or wherever 10 people are assembled, each one is daven shachris already. However, below sham, below kaddish, below kedusha. But since they daven the yechidus, that they haven't heard kaddish, nor have they said kedusha. Have echad mehem omed umispalel bekaddish baruch. Maskel the Yotze, and then he says the bracha of Yotze. Or why? Mipnei Kiddusha Shabbat. Because since we say Kiddusha in the bracha of Yotze Ma'oz, Kiddusha the Yotze, and apparently that requires a minyan. So that's why, even though everyone's davened, we need to be saying this bracha of Yotzei Ma'oros, because they obviously couldn't say the Kiddusha Shabbat when they were davening the Yechidus. The Lashon Poreis, what does it mean when the Mishnah says the phrase Ein Porsen Ashma? Chotze. Right? Pras means part, or a half of something. Kaloma. Shehu Omer Machtes HaBrachos. That he says, I guess half of the brachos leading up to Shema. Kida amina refers to Pesach, the haynu tesvav yom shehim machatzes mishloshim shehischila chovoso shel Pesach leinyan mefarish v'yotzi v'shayor. Once we reach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so 15 days of the 30-day preparation period before Pesach have passed, so that's referred to as Refers HaPesach. V'amina nami sholin v'hilchos HaPesach kom l'Pesach shloshim yom. So since 30 days beforehand we begin learning the halachos of Pesach, and if you're leaving your home within 30 days of Pesach, even if you're not going to be there over Pesach, you have a chiyuv b'dika. So since that was the case in Mefarish V'yotzi B'Shayor, so since we speak of the 30-day preparation period, so half of that represents 15. So that's the lashon of pros of poros means half. The halacha nami tanan and porsin, and here too, in the same sense, the mission of this porsin, we have the brachos that neshu omit tas midekas kriyishma, because we say part of Birkas Kriyashma, Dehainu, Bracha Rishana Bilvan. We say only the first bracha, La'acha Shesiyem Osa Bracha, and after the Shatz concludes that one bracha, Maschil L'Tfila Ma'umad. Then he begins the Shemon Esrei. And again, there too, there's something which they were lacking when they daven the Yechidus, the Fisha Yeshba Kedusha. Because again, there's the second Kedusha, which also that they couldn't say when they daven the Yechidus. Now, Behode Ifsik Luhu Betarte, Ein Porsen Al Shema, Ve Ein Oven Lifnei Ateva. Why is it that the Mishnah sort of delineates these two separately? Mishum de aminan bi rishalmi ein porsen ashma bepochos me'asara.
Hischilu ba'asara v'hochu lohem gomer adkan. Right, remember, we saw last time, Tosis quotes the Yushalmi's din, that any of these things which require asara, if you begin with asara and you lose the minyan after beginning, so you're allowed to finish them. So if you began, let's say, Baruch Hu, and you began the Baruch of Yotze Or, but you haven't finished, so then you can finish. Ulohochi, and for this reason, says the Ran, Posik Luhu Betarte, that's why the Tana delineates the person al Shema and the Ovin Lifnei HaTeva as two separate cases. La'ashme'inan to teach us sha'afal pisha'omu b'ocha rishona ba'asara. Even though the minyan began saying the first bracha, the bracha of Yotze Or, with a minyan, v'hochu miktsasan, and then they lost the minyan because up to four people may have left. So what's the, how far does this carry over? Ein ovin lefnei hateva, dahainu lehispalo tfilim umod b'pachos me'asara. Shmonesre is already a separate unit. Don't say that this is an extension, that this is a carryover. V'lo tema, that don't say einu ele gemar ve'kevan shehischilu ba'asara gomer. No, the carryover is for the rest of the bracha of Yotze Or. Kamash malon delo, right? That there's no carryover. Again, we're not discussing the other brachos because the other brachos are unaffected by whether or not we have a minyan. So according to Rashi, the scenario is that for whatever reason, the people had davened the yechidus. I don't know. People came to shul in the morning. It didn't look like there was going to be a minyan. So everyone finished davening. And then by the time the eight people who came to shul finished davening, two other people who had already davened at home came to make the minyan. So now you have a minyan of people, all of whom have davened the yechidus. So now basically we're repeating those parts of the davening which couldn't have been said in their entirety when davening the yechidus. So the only thing we're discussing is the first bracha of the Birkas Kriya Shema, because according to Rashi, you're not allowed to say that the Kedusha of the Yotzer has a din of Kedusha, and you can't say it v'yichidus. So we're only interested in that, but we have no need to be repeating the Ava Rabba or the Emes of the Yatziv or Kriya Shema, because those were said in their entirety, the Yechidus. But Shmoneh Esrei again is lacking, because we couldn't say the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei either.
But if you say the first bracha Yotzer Maoros, and you're going to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, wouldn't you want to be Samach Baal Yisrael to Tefillah, and therefore you would need to then to repeat first bracha, and then go all the way through.
I don't think so. We don't. If you have to say the way things stand right now, you have to say both the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. So then you should arrange things that the sequence is that you go from Gal Yisrael into Shmon Esrei. That's Shmiras Gula Tefila. But you won't. You won't say the bracha of Gal Yisrael just as soon as Gula Tefillah. So ordinarily, when you daven Maariv tonight, so you haven't said the bracha of Gal Yisrael, you haven't said Shmoneh Esrei. Fine. So instead of saying Shmoneh Esrei first and Birkas Kriya Shema later, say it in the sequence which gives you Smichas Gula Tefillah.
It's not Maariv.
Not only it's not Maariv, but you can't say the bracha simply to create a Smichas Gula Tefillah. It's when you need to say Gula and you need to say Tefillah that you have this this continuum.
So you're saying that in this scenario that you finish the bracha and then you go straight to Chazor as the Shas? So there's no... What about the two people who didn't daven? They don't daven?
No, so if, again, the scenario here, I mean, later he's going to talk about... If no one daven b'tzibur, it could be, according to Rashi, that everyone already davened the yechidus.
All 10.
Yeah.
Well, let's say there were 8 of you who were waiting for a minion, and then you davened, and then 2 more showed up.
Right. The 2 showed up, they davened at home. They were just coming as good Samaritans to help the 8 who they thought was still waiting for the minion. Lav dafka that they haven't davened. Then what Tosfos in the run here, but we're not going to do that part tonight. That probably maybe next week Blinata will discuss is what happened. How many people? Let's say some of those who show up to be mashed on the minion have already davened with a minion. So how many people do you need who haven't davened with a minion to justify being able to say the bracha again and being able to say a Shmon Esrei just to have kedusha? How many people do you have to have who haven't davened with a minion yet? But according to Rashi, even if everyone has already davened, but the yechidus, so then you go ahead and you say Kaddish, Baruch Hu, you say through Yotzei HaMaoros, and then you say the Shmon Esrei to get the Kaddish, the Baruch Hu, and the Kedushas. I think that's how the... If you go back to Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom, when the Ran began quoting Rashi, the Pirush Rashi Zal Kagon Shehoyukan Asar Bnei Odom Shehispalilu. 10 people daven. All 10 daven. Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo. The only thing is that everyone daven B'yochid. And therefore everyone's lacking that Lo Shama, Lo Kaddish, Lo Kedusha. So then you say the bracha again because this is missing. That this was missing from the bracha. Yeah, we're going to see exactly. That's what we're going to be trying to trace to tonight.
Rashi said the same thing in Mincha too. And if you have 10 people down by themselves, they should have them. And then they got together afterwards and they come to the shops.
Or would Rashi possibly say that if you had it already once today, so that then you wouldn't do it? That's a good question. I don't know. Would Rashi say that you'd say a special Shmon Esrei just to be able to say Kedusha? I don't know. Well, maybe if you did it once already. I'm not sure. Now, let's follow up on your question. Skip for a minute the way it says Abul Hagaon Zal. You see, it's the first paragraph that begins here in Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Abul Hagaon Zal Pirshu to Ein Parson Al Shema. Ein maschilen, v'hochi ka'amar, ein maschilen bebakos bevachos shel kriyashma, sheyivarecha echad, v'yetzu ha'acherim bevirchoso, ela ba'asara. Masha enkein b'shor brachos, kegon kiddush v'havdala v'chayotzei bohen, shehayochid omram v'chaveru yichidi shomon gamke. V'yotze bein be'ona amen, bein below ona amen. D'ha'kai malan. So according to the Gaonim, first of all, the word ain't parson doesn't mean to, parson doesn't mean to have, but it means to begin. And ain't parson ashma means that you can't begin saying Birkos Kriyashma where you want to have one person being motzi the others unless you have a minion. The minig was originally is that people used to be yotzei Birkos Kriyashma with the Shleach Tzibur, not the way we do it nowadays. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says in his Chiddushim and Brachos that the minig of Kel Melech and Eman comes from this. Right? The Ramos says that the minig is that if you daven be yichidus, So you're not going to hear the Shat say Hashem Lekecha Memes. So if they have the 248 words, so you say Kel Melech Ne'eman before the beginning. The Ramban doesn't like this at all. Ramban says it's a mistake. Ramban says, whoever heard, he says that basically the bracha of HaBracha of Amo Yisrael B'Yahava functions as a Birkas HaMitzvah and Kriya Shema. So whoever heard that you should be mafsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. Either there's a medrash, it's not, this wasn't created, this is not a figment of the imagination. There's a medrash which the Ramban cites, I think he said it's a medrash Yilam Deinu, about saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. He says, no, the pshat is like this. He says, once upon a time, the minig was that the Shneach Tzibur used to be motzi everyone with Birkas Kriya Shema. Okay. So when you're being Yotze with a bracha, so then obviously there's no problem of Hefsek when the Bal Koreh makes the bracha of Al-Mikri Megillah. So there's no Shail of Hefsek for us to answer Amen on his bracha. Since the answering Amen is the optimal way of being Yotze with his bracha, so we do that. So the Ramban says, so instead of saying Amen, they would say Kel Melech Ne'eman as their Amen. Why did they say Kel Melech Ne'eman instead of the normal formula of Amen? Because once you have to answer, so then answer in such a way that you'll have 248. So according to the Ramban, the meaning was Dafke B'tzibur, Dafke when you are being Yotzei through the Shliach Tzibur, and because of that, you have reason to be answering, so then and only then is it appropriate to say Kel Melech Ne'eman. He doesn't like the meaning which the Ramah has in Shulchan Aruch. So that's what the Gaonim are talking about also. That was the minig they had, and that's what the Mishnah is describing, is that they used to be Yotzei Birkas Kriya Shema with the Shliach Tzibur. So now the Mishnah is telling us a very interesting thing.
Was that the optimum, or was that the Yemen because they weren't capable?
I don't think so. I don't think there was anything B'di'evit about it. I don't think there was anything B'di'evit about it at all. No. So now that the Mishnah is telling us a very interesting din. The Mishnah is saying that unlike something like Kiddush and Havdalah, where for one person to be motzi another person, there is no need for a minyan. When you make Kiddush Friday night, you don't have to have a minyan present in order to be motzi the Bnei Bayis with Kiddush. You don't need a minyan present to be motzi the Bnei Bayis with Havdalah. In order to be motzi someone with Birkas Kriya Shema, you can only do that B'tzibur. And that's what the din of Ein Parson Al Shema is. Okay, so far we have that there are other pshatim also, but the two pshatim we have in the Mishnah so far is according to Rashi, Ein Parson Al Shema means you can't say the bracha of Yotze or Kedusha with Kedusha the Yotze without a minyan. Because according to Rashi, Kedusha the Yotze has a din Kedusha in that since the Darvish of Kedusha can't be said for Pachos Me'asara, you can't say the Eshem Hakel, Onim Be'ema V'Omim Be'ira, Kadosh Kadosh, you can't say that without a minyan. And in person means you can't have the H-A-L, right? You can't have the Birkas Kriya Shema for the purpose of saying Kedusha the Yotzer, unless you have a minyan. According to the Gaonim, Ein Parson Al Shema means you can't begin Birkas Kriya Shema in the format of one being motzi others, unless you have a minyan. Because unlike something like Kiddush and Havdalah, where a yochid can be motzi another yochid, here, by Birkas Kriya Shema, for reasons which the Gaonim are going to explain to us shortly, one can't be motzi others unless there's a minyan. So let's reread again from Aval HaGaonim Zal and try to understand why that is. Aval HaGaonim Zal Pirshu. But the Gaonim understand the mission of Ein Parson Al Shema differently. The Ein Parson Al Shema Ein Maschilin. Poris doesn't mean to have, but it means to begin. V'hochi ka'amer, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Ein maschilin b'bachas hos kriya shema. You don't begin because kriya shema. She yivarecho echad v'yetzu ha'acherim b'vilchos o'ela ba'asara. To have one person be motzi others, That's only possible for Birkas Kriya Shema with a minyan. Masha Einkein, this isn't true b'shor brachos kigon kiddush v'havdala v'chayotzei b'hen. There, as we know, shehayachid omam v'chaveru yichidi shomon. Two people, one can say kiddush, the other listens. One can say havdala, the other listens. Gan kein v'yotzei, and his yotzei through shomer ka'ona, bein ba'ona amen, bein below ona amen. Because again, shomer ka'ona means just that. Just by virtue of listening, it's enough. To hakai malon, because we have the principle of the shomer ka'ona, and when dealing with other brachos, the only exception to shomer ka'ona is chutz mi birkas hanehenin, d'mi shenehene ro'uy sheyevarech kol echad. Right, with the exception of Hamotzi and Bari Piagofen, so generally we don't say Shomer Ka'ona for Birkas HaNe'enin either. Aval Hecha de Mevarech Gufei Mechayev, where the Mevarech himself is Chayev in the Birkas HaNe'enin, Ve'ika Kviusa, and there's Kvius, right, there's the Kvius because he was sitting down to drink wine together, was sitting down to eat Lechem together, the Damu Kuhu Kechad Gufa. And what that kvius accomplishes, it makes everyone into one chabura, it makes them kechad gufa. So then we allow shomer ka'ona, or practically shomer ka'ona, even by birkas hanenin. But even then there's an exception, levad mi birkas hamozon de achmiru barabonon. Even then, birkas hamozon is an exception. Chazal amachmir mishit mipnei shehi bo'o al hanor shenehene. The birkas hamozon is after the hanor. The hanor person already had. Ulefichach hechmiru, and therefore chazal amachmir, that if each one knows how to ben, sheyivarech osa kol echad la'atzmo. And they said that everyone should bench for himself. Asmachul milsaihu. And even though this is a din d'rabbanan, the derech asmachta, this is a Yerushalmi in brachos that he's quoting. The derech asmachta, Chazal associated with the pasuk midrash sevachaltu b'savatu v'rachta. The same way, no one eats vicariously, right? And no one gets satiated vicariously. There's no reason to bench vicariously. Misho achal hu yevarech. Ella im kain, zimun shel shlosha beinayhu, unless it's a case where three people ate together and you have a zimun de chashive tziruf, where you form a chabura, and if you form a chabura, ikar shavach v'kilos yoser, there's greater praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishem mitztarfin, when they join together and offer one joint birkas hamazon of the chabura. And here too, asmuchu lemilsayhu, the Ran assumes, as do most Rishonim, the Birkas HaZimun is only a Derabbanan. The Raiva thinks it's Daraisa. But the Ran here is assuming the Birkas HaZimun is only a Derabbanan. Therefore, he says, the fact that when you have a Zimun, you bench together, is an asmachta lemilsayhu. Again, b'derach asmachta, they associate with the posuk, midukhsiv, gadol Hashem iti. Ulefi shebekas hamozon la'achareha min haTorah. Since benching is midoraisa, as a result, chashiva mishalifaneha, the brocha has more standing than birkas hanen, in which are only derabonon. Umishim hochi belifaneha sagi belikvias zimun. Lefaneha, we allow one person to say hamotzi for the other, one person to say boi piagofen for the other, without the same type of kvius of a chabura as is required for benching. Ubala achareha ba'inen kvius v'chabura zimun. Now, all this, I'm not entirely sure why the Ran had a sort of review all the details of how we say when one person can be motzi to the others. And now he comes back and says, Afkan, according to the Gaonim, Ro'u Chachonim Bebekas Kriya Shema. So what is it again? So the Ran just reviewed everything. He says, Kiddush and Havdalah,
straight up. You can simply say Shomea Ka'ona. You don't need a minion. And what's more, you don't even need the person saying Kiddush or Havdalah to be presently chayiv in Kiddush and Havdalah. You can be saying it a second time just for a person to be yotzei. By Bikas Hananin, you can never do that. And what's more, by Bikas Hananin, you need some level of kvius. You can only, right, that's why the Vilna Gaon says that you have to sit for Kiddush. The reason the Vilna Gaon says you sit for Kiddush is not nothing to do with mitzvah's Kiddush. The reason you sit for Kiddush, according to the Vilna Gaon, is because since very often when a person says Kiddush, he's being motzi someone else, and he's being motzi someone else with the bracha of Boi Pri Agafen, so it requires that kvius of yeshiva. That's why the Gaon is makpid on sitting for Kiddush. And according to those who have the meaning of the Arizal, of standing for Kiddush, so the kvius is established by the mitzvah. The fact that everyone is joining together in the mitzvah, so the mitzvah establishes that kvius. But you need some kind of kvius in order to be motzi one another with Bikas Hanan. And by benching, you need more than a kvius. You need to be a chabura and to be mezamnin together. Now, what's the standard for when one person can be motzi another with birkas kriyishva? So the afkan, if you see where the beis is in the Hagos Habach, we're right alongside that at the end of the line. The afkan ro chachamim bebirkas kriyishva. Here too, the chachamim saw fit that by birkas kriyishma shelo yehei echad mevorech veechad yotzei. They didn't think it was appropriate to be relying on shomei ka'ona. Ella b'tzeruf asara. Only if there's a group of 10. Now here comes something very confusing. Mipnei davar shebikdusha shebohem. Because within Birkas Kriyishma, specifically within Yotzer HaMa'oros, you have the davar shebikdusha of the Kedushas Malachim. The Hainu Besafa Veruah Venima, right? Kedusha Kulam Ke'echad. The Afa Birkas Kriyishma Da'arvis, Ein Person Ba Bepochos Me'asara, Lahotzi Achi Yedecho Vaso, The Afa Gav De Lesbo Kedusha, Velo Plug Rabbanon Betakan Taihu. Now, what's so confusing about the sheet of the Gaonim is this, right? What did Rashi say, Rabbi Yossi? Rashi says that Kedusha de Yotze is a davar shebikdusha, and the Yochid does not say it. Right? According to Rashi, Halacha Lamaisa, if tomorrow morning a person is davening without a minion, so he skips that he skips the Kedusha de Yotze within the bracha. Can't say that b'yichid is going to Rashi. The Gaonim disagree with that, right? That's why the Gaonim have to say a different pshat in the Mishnah. That's why the Gaonim say the pshat in the Mishnah is that you only need a sara for one person to be motzi others. But to say the bracha in its entirety, including the Kedusha Shabbat, you don't need a minion, right? And then they turn around and say, hey, and you know why we're machmir? That for one person to be motzi others, you need a minion? But they Kedusha Shabbat. So Monashat, if the Kedusha in Kedusha's Yotze. So is it being said B'Toras Kedusha, in which case Rashi is right? Or is it being said B'Toras Sipur Dvarim? We're not saying Kedusha. We're describing how the Malachim say Kedusha. In Shmon Esrei, we're saying Kedusha. In Yotze HaMa'oros, we're describing how the Malachim say Kedusha. So ostensibly, the Gaonim take that approach, right? That's why the Gaonim didn't learn Pshat in the Mishnah like Rashi. No, the bracha, you want to say the bracha, you can say the bracha in its entirety. It's a sipur dvarim, it's not a kedusha. What do you need a minion for? You need a minion to have one person be motzi others. Why do you need a minion to have one person be motzi others? Make kedusha shabbat. Well, if that's the case, then you should need a minion even to say it, even without one person being motzi the others. So what's pshat here in the Gaon? The question clear about saying. So what's pshat in the Gaon? Now, So let's stop for a minute and just try to understand what actually is the definition of a davar shebikdusha.
So they say that you can say individually, you can say yourself, right?
but they don't say that. They don't say that you said it already and that you're... They say that even if you're saying it for yourself, that you haven't davened yet, if you want to be motzi someone else, so unlike Kiddush and Havdalah, you can only be motzi someone else with in the presence of a minyan. In the presence of a minyan. Why make Kedusha Shabbat? But if that's the case, so then Rashi's right, and it shouldn't just be to be motzi someone else, it should be to say it bechlal. Okay. So the question is, what exactly is the definition of a Dovah Shevik Dusha? What's the definition of a Dovah Shevik Dusha? Let's say Baruch Hu. I don't know. So is what's different in terms of the content of the Shir V'Shevach that you have in the line of Baruch Hashem HaMevaruch Olam Vaed? Is that really different than many types of Shvachim that we say without the benefit of a minyan? How is Baruch Hashem HaMevaruch Olam Vaed? I don't know. So, Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen. This is so different when we say that after Hashkivenu. So that's so different than Baruch Hashem HaMevaruch Olam Vaed. It seems to be fundamentally the same. Or Mela, so when you say Kaddish, Kaddish, okay, so we sort of associate. But Dovah Shevik Dusha is nothing that doesn't have to have the word Kaddish. Again, Baruch Hu is a Dovah Shevik Dusha. So why is Baruch Hu more of a Dovah Shevik Dusha than many other types of Shevach, which we say? So Kimdumani, that the Rav Zichron Levrach said, I don't remember whether he said it on his own, or he was saying B'Shem Rav Chaim, he said the truth is that the definition of a Dovah Shevik Dusha is not so much a function of the Shira and Shevach that you're saying, but rather the format in which you say it. And that the defining characteristic of Dovah Shevik Dusha is the fact that it said Al Yedei Hazmana. The fact that it's said with a hazmona and with a response. The fact that you have a shatz who says, Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMevorach. And then we answer, Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Lolem Voed. The fact that you have a shatz who says, V'kora Zel Zev Omar. And in response to that, we say Kadosh. The fact that you have a l'umasam Baruch Yomeu, Meshabchim V'omrim. And in response to that, we say Baruch Kvar Hashem Imkoma. That's the definition of a Dovah Shevik Dusha. Something which is introduced to be said in that format, that's what makes it the Dovah Shevik Dusha, rather than something just intrinsic about the content of what's being said. Because there isn't really anything which is so distinctive about saying Baruch Hashem HaMevorach Lolam Voed, as opposed to many other Shvachim, which we say V'Yechidus. What do you mean? We don't say it that way. We don't say halal in this. Oh, you mean we say hodu responsively? Yeah. Well, oh no, Hashem Hoshiana responsively. Yeah, but. See, the fact that you alternate saying, let's say when you say a capital tilam after davening, so that's not what we're talking about responsibly. And there's no hazman, right? The fact that the shat says shelam alas asenai, and then we say shelam alas asenai, so that's we're not describing that because there's no boruchu, there's no charge. He's not giving us a charge to say it. We're just we say it posuk by posuk. But it's not so much, maybe responsibly is too broad a term. But there's no charge of Baruch Hu. There's no charge of the Chorah that each Malach is telling the other Malach. And the Chorah, that's where we get the definition of Dovah Shevik Dusha from. Because it's described that that's how the Malachim are saying it, that each one is challenging and charging the other one to say the Kiddusha.
So the same thing. So Ana Hashem Hoshiyana V'imru Amen. Again, there is an Imru. There is an Imru. And in Hallel, again, so Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, so that we're just saying again, sort of phrase by phrase with the shots. But it's not... Right, so the answer is, I guess the answer is, maybe you can have one kasha from this one from the Seder, I guess. But the answer is, so, I don't know, in Hachanami, I mean, so that's the way we say Hallel, the Tzibur, and if you're davening Hallel at home, so you just say, Oda Hashem Kitor Kilom Chasta, Yaman Yisrael Kilom Chasta, Yaman Vesarim Kilom Chasta. You don't say, Yaman Yisrael Hodu, and then Yaman Hodu. You only say that, Yitak only say that, the Tzibur. So, one thing is, we do it at the Seder. I guess the Seder is a little bit of kasha. You do it at the Seder without the benefit of a minion. so what's the pshat? There we do it as long as you have shlosha. So why is that sort of invitation? Why is that invitation different than the invitation of saying Baruch Hu? Maybe I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't know, but in terms of Hallel and Shul, so I think we're okay. But again, Ona Hashem Hashina is just repetition. And even the whole Dutaka, we're only doing it when we're saying it B'tziva. We don't say Hallel that way when we're the Yechidus. So now, in light of that, so let's think about the Gaonim. The Gaonim basically, against Rashi, say like this. The Gaonim think that when we say Kedusha the Yotze, we're not saying Kedusha, we're describing the Malachim. The whole book is describing what the Malachim do, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Malachim, and this is what the Malachim do. We're not saying Kedusha, it's a Sipo Dvarim of how the Malachim say Kedusha. And it doesn't even look like a Dovah Shavik Dusha. Not only is it not intrinsically a Dovah Shavik Dusha, it's not even Nechzek a Dovah Shavik Dusha. It's just Sipo Dvarim. What happens when one person is being motzi others? So now already, I don't think the Gaonim means it actually is a Dovah Shavik Dusha, but what the Gaonim means is now already it resembles a Dovah Shavik Dusha. Because since the whole definition of Dovah Shavik Dusha is not based on the content per se, on the substance per se, but the whole definition of the Dovah Shavik Dusha is that you have one person addressing the others. So when you have a shatz being motzi, the others with his bracha, so now already ro chachomim, this already, again, it's not that it is a Dovah Shavik Dusha, but this already resembles a Dovah Shavik Dusha, right? If Dovah Shavik Dusha would be defined in terms of the content, not rather than the format, so then we wouldn't be able to make heads or tails of the Gaonim. But once you recognize that, again, what defines the Dovah Shavik Dusha is the format, so then you understand what the Gaonim mean. Let's reread those couple of lines. V'afkan ro chachamim, alongside the days in the Hagor Sabach. V'afkan ro chachamim, v'vikas kriyishma, shelo yehe echad mevarech, v'echad yotze, ela b'tzira fasora, v'pnei Dovah Shavik Dusha shebohem, v'haynu b'sofa v'rura. Meaning that it borders on a Dovah Shavik Dusha when you have the shatz addressing the others. But when you have a yochid just saying it, so then it doesn't border on a Dovah Shavik Dusha. Then it's a simple Sipo Dvar. They disagree with Rashi. Yeah, so according to Rashi, why don't you... Why don't we stand? And as a matter of fact, in Shulchan Aruch, so the Nosei Kelim, I think the Be'er Heitev quotes, but I'll pick up all, not only that the Kped is dafka to sit, that one should be dafka to be sitting for Kedusha the Yotze, one should not be standing. for Kedusha V'yotzeh. So apparently the din of standing for Davashe V'kedusha is overridden when the Davashe V'kedusha is sort of in a vacuum. So then all things being equal, you stand. When there's some ever consideration, so then you can have the Davar Shebe Kedusha, even be yeshiva. I mean, when the Rambam describes Baruch Hu, the Rambam only has the Shliach Tzibur standing. I think the Tzibur is all sitting when the Rambam. I think that's how Sfaradim still do it. I think the Davin and Sfaradim Dominion, I think they're all sitting. Not only through our Kaddish, but I think the Baruch Hu as well. I think only the Shatz is standing. The after because Krishma the Avis and Posen Bob the Pochas Measo, Lahotzi Achi Lecho Vaso, the Apple Gav the Lesbo Kedusha, below Pogra Bonabatakan Asayu. Now, Umiu Mashma says the Ran within the Gaonim. Beilu v'sof ha'shoshana mashma de v'tfila kol hecha de ika asara kol hecha ein shatz motzi ha'viki midecha vasa. Meaning that the Gaonim say like this. The Gaonim say, on the one hand, yes, you do need a minion in order to have shomer ka'onah, for one person to be motzi others with birkas kriyishma. However, that's only in order to be motzi someone who is capable of saying the bracha on his own, right? Well, what Henry asked before, what the Gaonim are describing is even l'chatchila. We're not talking about someone who can't say it on his own. It's even shneim sofim. However, the same way for benching, we say that if you don't have a mezumin, one person is not supposed to be motzi the other, because misha ochal hu yivarech. But if it's echad sofer ve'echad bor, you have one person who's incapable of benching. So then we waive the insistence and the standard of mezumen and say that sofer mevarech and bor yotzei. So the Gaonim think that the same should be true here. So the Ran says, well, if you would take that logic to its natural conclusion, so that would mean also that when we insist on asara to be motzi someone b'tfila, it's to be motzi a baki. But in eino baki, you could be motzi even without asara, and the Ran says that's not true, because we paskin, right, like the Rabbana, not like Rami Amlia, that when that a baki is never supposed to rely on the chazar sashatz. Okay. In terms of our Mishnah, so far, what we've seen two pshatim then in Ein Porsan Ashma. We've seen Rashi Shita Ein Porsan Ashma in order to say Kedusha the Yotzer, and Ein Porsan means you can't have it, Ein Chotzin Birkos Kriyashma. And we've seen the Gaonim Ein Porsan Ein Maschilin Birkos Kriyashma, to have one person be motzi the others unless you have a minion. And the machlokus is whether or not the Gaonim say that the Kedusha the Yotze is a Sipo Dvarim, and Rashi says it's a Kedusha. Why? Because apparently Rashi holds like this. Moshe l'mah dover dama. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if the Sanhedrin have a case of a Megadech. So when the Edom come to Bezdin, so the Edom have to repeat the actual Gidduf that they heard the person say. Right? The Nusach is Yake Yossi as Yossi. Yossi represents the Shem Hashem of four Osios. So in this context, it's sort of symbolized by the word that Yossi. So that's the formula, because ordinarily when a person is Mekalel, so to be Mekalel V'Shem, so a person says Yake Hashem, and then whoever is the object of the klala. So when Rachman Latzlan, a person is Megadeh, so you need Hashem HaMevarech and Hashem HaMisparech. So the formula is, the Nusach is, Yake Yossi Yossi Yossi. So when the Edim come, so they have to repeat the actual Gidduch. They can't say, oh, you know how like it says in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, V'chol Zavod Zor. No, they have to repeat the actual Gidduch. And it says, and the Sanhedrin Tiek Kriya. They Tiek Kriya. Aye, but the Edim aren't being Megade, right? The Edim are just repeating the Gidduch that they heard. So apparently, you can't really draw that. It's true, but in telling the story, you're reliving it. Even though they're the Edim Achman al-Tzlan, they're not saying it with a kavana of Gidduch, but just the very fact of retelling the story is sort of indistinguishable from reenacting it. So in a similar vein, so that's apparently what Rashi says also. Rashi says it's true that it's a Sipur Dvarim. Obviously, you look at the bracha is clearly a Sipur Dvarim. But that's a spurious distinction. A Sipur Dvarim is gufa reenacting, and that's Shitas Rashi, that Kedusha the Yotze has a din of Kedusha. There is a third pshat in the Rishonim by Ein Porsin Ashma. I think the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef quotes, which is, if you think about what we generally say Baruch Hu, right? What we generally say Baruch Hu at the beginning of Tefillah, right? Pesukei Dezim is just the Hachana to Tefillah. But the tefillah begins with Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hu is an introduction to tefillah. An introduction to tefillah. Right? We say Baruch Hu at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, or the beginning of each installment of Kriyas HaTorah. Baruch Hu at the beginning of tefillah's harvest. Leaving aside Minhag Eretz Yisrael for the moment, of Baruch Hu at the end of davening. So Baruch Hu is an introduction. So yet another pshat in our mission is that if you had 10 people who davened biyachidus, so they didn't have a baruch hu. So now they want to say baruch hu. You can't say baruch hu and walk away, because baruch hu is a beginning of tefillah. Baruch hu is a beginning of tefillah. And according to these rishonim, what we do that when someone comes in late and they miss baruch hu and after aleinu. They just say Baruch Hu, and people answer Baruch Hashem Mevarech. So according to this interpretation, that's exactly what the Mishnah says you can't do. And in Parson Hashma, it means the same thing which it does according to Rashi. You can't have the brachos of Shema. Why is it that you're saying this first bracha? Because if you want to say Baruch Hu, you have to follow it up with a bracha. You can't say Baruch Hu and then walk away. The Baruch Hashem Mevarech Olam Voed isn't enough of an answer to Baruch Hu. It has to be the beginning of something. It has to have a follow-up. I don't know if it's Shrel. That's why the Mingan Eretz Yisrael. No, they say before Elena. They say, how does it go? Before Elena, after Elena? It's the last thing, Taka?
Yeah.
It's against this day. It's against this day. I don't know that we pass them like this day. So it's like against this day. No, once you hear the Baruch Hu, the person certainly should answer. Right. So that's the third day in the Rishonim with regard to our mission. And the Mishnah continues that in Ovin Lifnei HaTeva. Meaning, so it wouldn't. That's an excellent. That's an excellent shot. So it wouldn't be against this Mishnah. This Mishnah says, "Stam yisei baruch hu," where it's not symmetrical to your opening baruch hu, but where it's symmetrical to your opening baruch hu, so that's better. That's very good pshat. That's very good pshat. That was the entree, that was the note in which we began davening, and that's the note in which we conclude davening. So then it doesn't have this chesaron. Very good. So then there would take be a difference, right? So that would explain. Good, very good, excellent. In person Ashma Vein Oven of that Teva. In Oven of that Teva is Chazaras HaShatz. Okay, well, we'll have to discuss next time, Bli Neder, in terms of just what Chazaras HaShatz is all about. We'll see the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there's a Rashi in Chav Dalet. We'll see that next time, Bli Neder. Then a note. So duchening requires asar. Now, if you take a look again in the run, it's here in Yud Gimel Amid Beis, in the Tapi Harif. The einosin kapeim is the ein is in bold print. Tuchsev ayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'am vayivorchem. Right? Why is duchening referred to as Nesias Kapayim? Because that's how the Torah describes the posture which Aaron HaKohen had. Uksiv ko sevachos v'neisal omolahem. And ko, we the Gemara in Sod Darshans means b'Nesias Kapayim. U'b'nei Yisrael ko sevachos v'neisal asara mashma. Ki di alfinan b'gimora le'inyan davash ha'b'kdusha v'negdashi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. The afal gavda hahu yalef midosif yibadu mitoch ha'idah hazos v'asya toch toch dova halamid migzer shava chozor malamid migzer shava u'mihu hane mile kulu asmach the d'rabbanan in or to say the tefila gufa d'rabbanan. All these dinam adinam d'rabbanan that you need asar for davash ha'bikdusha, that you need asar for duchening, this is all only dinam d'rabbanan. That's what the Ran says. And I think the Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Ches, the Simen of Duchening, quotes this Ran, that the requirement for Asar by Duchening is only a Din Durabon. Now, Reb Chaim has an explanation as follows. Tosfos in Sota says that the Gemara in Sota asked the following question. What's the paradigm for Beggars Kohanim in the Torah? Is as Tosfos just as the Ran just quoted from the Pasuk in Parashat Shmini, where the Torah describes Aaron HaKohen Duchening, right? What was going on there? It was at the Milum of the Mishkan, so it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. And he was duchening after Avodas Tzibur. So the Gemara says, maybe you can only have Birkas Kohanim if it's a Kohen Gadol on Rosh Chodesh at the conclusion of doing Avodas Tzibur. Because again, with darshening, how do you know it has to be even a Nesias Kapayim from that? That's how Aaron HaKohen did it. So if Aaron HaKohen's duchening is the paradigm for duchening, so maybe we have to have a Kohen Gadol on Rosh Chodesh at the conclusion of Avodas Tzibur. So the Gemara answers with the pasuk, "Hu uvan of kol hayomim, makish bon of lo," that not only does the Kohen Gadol duchen, but all his sons who are only Kohenim hediyotos, they also duchen and kol hayomim. Not only do you duchen on Rosh Chodesh, you duchen kol hayomim. So Tosfos says, "Wait a minute, what happened to the third havam?" You know, the third havam is that you can only duchen at the conclusion of Avodas Tzibur. So Tosfos and Sota says, "Alamet Chas," that remains. That taka remains the maskana. That's true, that you can only duchen at the conclusion of Avodas Tzibur. So the Mishkan of Yaakov and the Karen Ora have a kasha. So how can it be in several places there are rayas that duchening is daraisa outside of the Beis HaMikdash as well? If Tosfos just said that you can only have duchening in conjunction with Avodas Tzibur, So how can it be true? There's a Sifri here that they have all those bikiyas. The Mishnah Berurah has it also in Hilchos Nesiyas Kafayim. All those bikiyas in Chazal, that there are places where there are kama rayas that Nesiyas Kafayim is daraisa b'gvulin as well. So how do you? What's the cause of Ashlishi? So if Chaim comes and says the cause of Ashlishi is that since Tefillah is Ikri Avoda, so b'gvulin, if you have Nesiyas Kapayim in the context of Tefillah B'tzivur, so then that's the rigorous equivalent of having it in the Beis HaMikdash in the context of Avodas Tzivur. So according to that Mahalach, so then the requirement of Asara is Daraisa. The Rad apparently will learn Pshat in that Gemara in Sota that Eichshehu, the Gemara was Docha, the Hava, that Avodas Tzivur was also a Hava Mina. And the same way we were Docha, that it has to be Dafka Kohen Gadol, it has to be Dafka Rosh Chodesh, we were also Docha, that it has to be Dafka with Avodas Tzivur. But according to Tosfos, that remains the Maskona, that the Nesiyas Kapayim is linked to Avodas Tzivur, so then you have to say, like Reb Chaim, that the context for Nesiyas Kapayim Bigvulim is Tefillah B'Tzivur, and then you come out not like the Rav. Then you come out that the din of a nosin kapayim, the parchos me'asara, is